So as I prepared for the service this week, I had stacks of resources and things to pull together and put into a homily. And then I came across this prayer written by Sarah Bessie, who is a writer, theologian in Canada. And she wrote this a few years ago, and she just had shared it, said, you know, if this is helpful to anyone in this season. I lost a friend this week, and I read this, and it was what I needed to hear. And so I bring it to you and hope that this prayer is also what you need to hear tonight. Dear friend, I know these days can be hard for so many of us. You may be sick, tired, heartbroken, estranged, or isolated from loved ones, yearning for more while settling for less, broke, afraid, betrayed, struggling, disillusioned, lonely, doubting, any or all sorts of things that aren't showing up on the easily resolved Hallmark Christmas movies or the shiny, happy Jesus people. Or maybe they're just better at hiding it. Who knows? There is something about Christmas that makes the unbearable even more painful, isn't there? Watching the candles burn on the longest night, I thought of you in particular, broken-hearted ones. I wanted you to know that I am praying for you this Christmas. Your sorrow isn't overlooked by God. I know that. So come close. Here we go. I pray that God would be near to you, a strength to you. I pray for comfort. I pray for a friend who knows, a friend who sits in your sorrow without fear, a friend who doesn't try to jolly you up. I pray for endurance in your heart and in your mind and in your soul and in your strength. I pray for perseverance beyond what you think you can bear. I pray that you would be someone who does not give up, but continues to take up the space you need. I pray that you will know how to ask for what you need. I pray for a community that meets you where you are. I pray for comfort. I pray for warmth in your home. I pray for candles and for lamplight, for good books and for movies, for long walks in the darkness lit only by streetlights or stars. May your voice crack with tears when you sing on your own this year that there is a thrill of hope and the weary world rejoices because you are longing for a bit of rejoicing. May you fall asleep humming good songs of hope. I see you trying to sing in your sorrow, and I think it's one of the bravest things I've ever seen. I pray for courage. No one ever told us how much courage it takes to have a broken heart, did they? No one told us how brave we would have to be to simply carry on. And yet, here you are. I pray for courage to rise up in you so that you can get up out of bed for another day and do what you need to do to carry on. I pray for an appetite to eat good food, and I pray you'll go to bed and sleep well. And I pray you'll be good to your own self in the midst of all this. I pray for your hands to find work you enjoy doing and for creativity to give you a respite. I pray for you to find the intimacy of the Holy Spirit in these days. I have often found that it is in the wilderness and in the darkness and in the loneliness that the Spirit draws near. I pray for the active and intimate presence of the mystery of God to be close to you in ways you couldn't name or explain or understand. I pray for dreams that will comfort the hours of sleep you are given. I pray for peace in you and through you and about you. I pray for glimmers of reconciliation. I pray for bad jokes and for the kind of laughter that makes you want to whoop and pound the table a time or two. I pray for friends who become family, and I pray for family to become friends. I pray for God to be near you in ways you never could have expected. I pray that this will give birth to a great compassion in you, a love for our suffering world like you've never known. After all, now you're in the company of people, of the people of the unanswered prayers. We can hold both hope and grief together. I know there is something for which you cannot even pray. There is no faith left in you. I pray for that unnamed thing too. I have a bit of faith, and you can have it. And some of you know that's one thing I love to say about what it means to be the community of faith, is on the days when I'm done, you carry me, and the same, for when the days you're empty, the people here can fill you. I don't know what it is in you, but I know you carry it. And the better thing is that God knows and carries it too. I have always been so thankful that Jesus is described in Isaiah as a man of sorrows, a man acquainted with grief. This God I can let into that inner chamber of grief. This God is acquainted with my sorrow and will deal so gently, like a good mother, with our broken hearts. I pray for hope to rise, unbidden and unforced and surprising, like a flower breaking through the cement in a parking lot. I pray for you to tend that tendril of hope like a gardener. Protect it. Let it grow wild and unexpected into the places you least anticipated. I pray for opportunities to serve others in your life. I pray for Jesus to bring you people into whom you can sow your inexhaustible love and your flagging energy even now. I pray for eyes to see the company of the brokenhearted around you, and that you will become a place of rest for each other. I pray you will find something or someone to love in these days. I pray for the love and joy and peace and hope of Advent to be yours. Maybe this isn't your season for celebration, but the good news is that Advent and even Christmas isn't just for the ones who feel happiness. It's also for the ones who are afraid and wondering, who are refugees, and who are brokenhearted. You, as you are right now, were written into the story from the beginning. And you have a place here. You belong at this Christmas table. And I dare to pray for joy for you. I pray that everything you are sowing in grief, you will reap in joy. It will be a different sort of joy. We both know that. There is the uncomplicated joy of those who haven't suffered. And then there is the joy that is born of suffering. The joy that is deeper for the loss that preceded. The joy that is in seeing redemption and yet knowing the scars you bear from wounds are beautiful to those with eyes to see. And may the light break through the darkness to warm you and guide you somehow. We are turning toward the sun now. The days will imperceptibly grow longer again. We won't be able to notice the moment it changes, but now we will soon know that what we're spinning toward, one day at a time, one morning probably sooner than we know, we will wake up to the long day of light. Amen. I now invite you to